Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Luckily, that didn't happen with the turnover right before the half. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, on a Falcon Monday, talking with you at 404-726-0929. We're talking about all the aspects of why the Falcons lost this game yesterday. And what is our predicament now? Because Mike continues to say he doesn't think this team's going to the playoffs.
Neither do I.
I have a hard time believing we're going to go on a 5 or 6 or 7 game run. Patriots, by the way, just won their 6th in a row yesterday.
Correct.
6th.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need half of the NFC to drop dead, basically, for us to make a move. And we'd have to get our ish together. I mean, there's so many things, and you just touched on it. One of the positives, Jared Verse years ago. But talk about Jalen Walker and then what you got from James Pierce Jr. Two guys, I mean, that's as good as it gets, Carl. Everything we talked about, rookies having an impact. Most impactful series I think they've had since going back to that Minnesota game on the road on Sunday night. They were getting after it. And everything Carl talks about, wanting from your playmakers, that's it. And then not only do you get the ball down there in the red zone, you score. You punch it in. Momentum. And then the Patriots take the ball in the second half and go right down the field on us. So it's just, it's frustrating. We had a couple of 3 and outs. Our third down, we talked about third down efficiency, 1 out of 10. Patriots are 8 out of 12. You know, and I don't know. What did you think about the middle of the field and how they tried to make up for what was happening with J.D. Bertrand last week? A little bit better?
Yeah, look, you covered one of your warts.
Drake May also kind of started to make some really bad mistakes in the second half, but you did, in to an extent, take advantage of.
I thought when you, anytime you hold a team to 3 points in the second half, you win the game.
Supposed to.
You held them to 3 points in the second half. Like, the Patriots were game busters. All of a sudden, they weren't doing anything. That was the defensive adjustments by Jeff Ulbrich. I thought they did a really good job, specifically in the second half. Here's the moment in the game, Mike, where I had to do a double take, and I literally asked on social media, like, did we just call a timeout? Can somebody explain to me why we called a timeout when the Patriots got called for illegal use of the hands? It was a penalty that gave us a first down, right?
Yes.
Why did we call a timeout there?
Because Zach Robinson can't get the play in. I mean, the guy, I'll be out of town this week. Somebody I know will ask, why couldn't you get the play in?
That's terrible, Mike.
It's
terrible.
We all know there was a piece this week on Fox on the pregame about Sean Payton and how it takes like almost like 30 seconds to call one of his plays between the protection and the routes and everything else. But I mean, okay, then deconstruct it for Michael Penix. Michael Penix is a smart guy, but I mean, rookies need a little bit of assistance here. And as we brought up earlier with a caller, when it's 3-2 and he's just getting, I mean, come on, you need to have some time to see what you're looking at with the defense. They never seem to afford him that time.
Poor clock management. Did the timeout come back to bite you? No, because we actually got the ball back with a chance to win with 3 minutes, and then the offense laid an egg.
But 3 timeouts and the 2-minute warning
helps.
You know,
it helps.
I mean, you're supposed, from coaching school,
correct?
That's the way it's supposed to play out.
I don't disagree. And when that happened, I said, "Did we just call a timeout? Please don't tell me we just called a timeout." That's poor. That is just poor 404-726-0929, as we analyze and certainly talk about all the things from yesterday. I know many of you want to focus on the missed extra point. Don't get me wrong. That sucked. But you still got the ball back with a chance to win. And the question then becomes, why weren't we able to put a drive together in that moment? And that's the things, Mike. That's what makes great offensive coordinators great. Here's the moment. We've screwed it up. We got a chance to make it right. We got the rock. We're in control of this.
That's when they simulate the snap count or at least clap something, got Ryan Neuse's attention, thought it was panics. He snaps the ball. As the motion man nearly hit the ball. That would have really been bad if you snapped the ball into the motion man.
Yeah, right.
That almost occurred. And then unfortunately, you know, as you guys saw, intentional grounding, 10 yards. Now you got 3rd and 20. He tries to get it to Sills because they're taking away Drake at that point. And by the way, where the hell is Darnell Mooney?
Who?
Exactly. Hello, Darnell. What's up, Darnell? Where are you, Darnell?
One catch yesterday?
Yeah.
One.
No, and I thought Pitts had a bad day blocking on the perimeter, on the edge. He wasn't as big a factor as I like him to be. But again, 3rd and 20, so they decide, you know what, 4th down, we're going to punt. So you hate it, but you had to. And unfortunately, you couldn't get them off the field. They throw on 3rd down. Drake May struggling. The ball's on Josh McDaniels.
Big.
And they throw it to their tight end, and they get the first, and that's game over.
Yeah, he trusted his quarterback to make that play. I mean, like, bottom line is they're still in the lead. Either the play's made or they turn it over. We have limited amount of time, and what we just did with our last drive just makes you wonder if we're going to be able to do anything. All right, more of your thoughts coming up here on the show. Day-Day is behind the glass. He's doing all the things today. Big O is off as we talk about what's going on with the Falcons. But we got to go around the league, and let's get to 4th and 1. So, first and foremost, the craziest game yesterday. Bears come from behind, literally seconds on the clock, to beat the Bengals. I just want you to hear what it sounded like when Caleb Williams goes to Colston Loveland. This is the tight end they drafted in the first round. Final score, by the way, 47-42. Who had the over? Lots of points scored in this one. But this, to by far, I mean, because the way the Bengals scored 2 touchdowns basically in 30 seconds because they got an onside kick. And then you're going, this thing's over. Flacco's going to – he's going to lead them to victory. Not so fast.
Caleb throws, middle of the field, Loveland catch, breaks away at the 30, Loveland 20, Loveland 10, Loveland end zone, touchdown Bears, and the Bears reclaim the lead, 47-42.
You know what I don't understand? You've got all that offense, over 1,000 yards of offense. The Bears, you know, for their part, threw for 293 yards.
Yeah.
And I got none of that for Rome Odunze.
0 points.
Day-Day, you with me on that? I got a big
– Yeah, I got him too, and I kept checking my fantasy, and I'm like, why is he not getting anything? Like, why is it still zero?
You would have thought
zero?
He had 2 touchdowns in this
yeah.
game.
According to the Chicago Sun-Times, they slow-rolled a heel injury. Mm. He's not 100%. That's what happened. He had 3 targets. In case you're wondering, because Rome Odunze is a top 20 pick in fantasy, and he's gave you nothing. That aside, what an unbelievable win. And the Bears, man, it ain't pretty. But they'll take it, and you notice how Ben Johnson is starting to stack some wins and sort of change the culture in Chi-Town.
3 touchdowns for Caleb Williams. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh did what I was hoping they wouldn't do, even though I picked them. They beat the Colts, and the reason was because now it gives the Colts a reason to say, hey, we got to get our stuff together before we get overseas and play the Falcons. And they have been rolling. Aaron Rodgers, the Pat Farrah move, this made it 14-7. Multiple turnovers, by the way, for the Steelers. If you want to say, how do we win on Sunday, they just showed you. You've got to turn the Colts over, and they did it a bunch.
2nd and 8. Snap to Rodgers. Back looking to the right for Freiermuth. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. A strike from Rodgers to Freiermuth, and the Steelers have taken the lead.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those games, Mike, where you went, all right, they were going to stumble. I think you said Big O hit us up yesterday and said this looked like what for the quarterback?
The clock strikes midnight. Daniel Jones, amazing comeback. Now, he's not going to be defined by one game, but 5 turnovers. He was not good, looked uncomfortable. 3 interceptions, put it on the ground. So, I mean, lost 2 of the 3 fumbles that he put on the deck. So, yeah, that was like, oh. So that's why a lot of people are saying, you know, it's fool's gold with Indianapolis. A lot of folks, you know, critics saying, I don't buy it just yet. See how they respond. Uh-oh. Guess who's next? Us. So they'll be looking to right that wrong because the Colts have still only a 1-possession loss to the Steelers on the road. But despite the fact, I mean, you only lost by 7. Your quarterback was hot garbage. Are we going to get that? I'd like some more of that, please, Daniel Jones. Hopefully Jalen Walker can rearrange his face mask and we can get some of those picks and get a win.
Drive him into the turf. A couple of injury updates. One, Kyle Shanahan reveals that, unfortunately, Mykael Williams has torn ACL.
Oh, man.
Yep. So Shanahan confirmed that has happened to rookie defensive lineman Mykael Williams. We talked a lot about him, guys, obviously, in the draft leading up to and what he's been able to do for the 49ers. Meanwhile, Commanders, Marshon Lattimore, he left Sunday's loss early. He's feared to have torn his ACL. And then you had this happened, which I don't know why the hell Dan Quinn had him out there. The game was over. There was no reason to risk it. He's already battling injury, and now he's got a dislocated forearm.
Second and goal at the three. Daniels gets the snap, play action. He's in trouble. Dips away from Boye Mafe. In trouble again and spun down by the linebacker Drake Thomas.
Back elbow, at
the
five. Elbow.
And now Daniels is down.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They're killing DQ up there. Dan Quinn's getting killed because that game, by the way, it was 21-0 like that. Two touchdowns in 11 seconds. You get a score, turnover, score. I mean, it was like a freaking Madden game if you're watching last night. And how about Sam Darnold? I mean, just and just they got everything they wanted against Dan Quinn's defense in that game.
Yeah, which makes me think so did we.
So you're feeling now, look, we don't apologize for wins.
No.
The old Art Smith. The one thing, if there's nothing else I took from Arthur Smith's time here, Carl, it's a line we use every week. We don't apologize for a win, but now those wins don't look as great. You know, because the Commanders are looking up at us as far as playoff odds.
Yeah, their chances are slim. It is a dislocated elbow for Jaden Daniels, as they found out after the game. But the way everybody went over there, and I don't know if you watched it last night, everybody's like, oh, when the guys gather around like that, you think it's really bad. And he walked off the field, but it was like, uh-oh. Meanwhile, as we talk about more things that are going on around the league tonight, by the way, we do have a Monday night game, Arizona at Dallas, Mike. Kyler Murray will not start for Arizona. Pregame at 7. We get done at 6. Kicks at 8:15. That's the last game of this week. And then we will kick things off on Sunday in Berlin.
Right, yeah. The Sunday night and the Monday night. Kind of a dud spuds, potentially. Your guess is as good as mine. Which Cowboys offense shows up? We know Cowboys defense is pretty brutal. But as you said, won't have Kyler Murray. The Ravens making some moves. We talked about Jair Alexander getting traded to the Eagles. And then the Eagles turn around and they pick up Jalen Phillips, beefing up their pass rush.
Wow.
Remember Jalen Phillips a couple years ago?
Absolutely.
Big stud. Then he had a leg injury. But he's got a couple of sacks this year. So the Eagles go pick up the Dolphins. So the Dolphins kind of fire sailing it to a degree, some would say, already. Should we be making trades? Should we throw up the white flag, or you can't if you're a general manager who's potentially on a hot seat? You got to, if anything, try to bring some people in, don't you?
You got to bring some people in.
It's harder to do in the NFL.
It is. It really is. This is not MLB, certainly not the NBA. But, yeah, I think we should be trying to improve. One other injury, guys, fantasy guys, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft
kaput,
torn his ACL. So, I mean, holy crap. You got three guys. Right there, that our teams are affected by torn ACLs. That just happened yesterday. But listen, this is the stuff that goes down in the NFL. We know this. This is why depth matters. It's why you need to have guys that can step in. We always talk about next man up, and my saying for that is if he was good enough, he'd be starting. Next man up is not always better. It's just you need depth, Mike, and you don't replace guys that are studs on your team like this. So we'll see where it goes. For us, though, the good news is yesterday, yes, we lost. But knock wood, let's hope that the Lindstrom and the Bergeron injuries are not serious.
Right, because we've had Jake's been dealing with an issue, and you know we talked about McGarry is just playing better than Elijah Wilkinson, although Elijah Wilkinson has certainly done a decent job this year. We talked about the kicker, Parker Romo, a journeyman who just couldn't make it happen. Comes down to the moments. That was a moment. Cam Little sets an NFL record with a 68-yard field goal for the Jaguars indoors in Vegas.
Excuse me?
68-yarder. And speaking of kickers, if you stayed up to watch the end of the Bills and the Chiefs, Matt Prater, he doinks the upright, would have made it an 11-point game if he didn't see it. All of a sudden, everybody in Buffalo's sphincter just went, because here comes Patrick Mahomes.
Here he comes.
Not enough time. Looked like that for a minute there, they might have a shot at it. But and also, the Chiefs get some good news. Their offensive line gets some help. Josh Simmons, who's been out the last 4 weeks, looks like he's going to be back.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about what happened with our team yesterday. And one thing I think the Falcons should be considering with our quarterback. Stay there. We got to talk about it. You know, two things that we love in Atlanta, brunch and the Falcons. And now you can have both. Join Ally Mac and Bud Light for the battle in Berlin.
Yeah.
Between the Falcons and Colts, it's a special Sunday morning watch party at Park Tavern in Midtown featuring the brunch menu, DJ, specials on Bud Light. Guys, it starts at 9 a.m. Hang with Freddie the Falcon, the cheer team, and win Falcon tickets as well. And compete in Bud Light's football toss for a chance at an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Got to be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Is this the beginning or the end?
Let's ride the storm out, man. Let's get it on.
Is this the beginning or the end? The way that song comes in, feels like it's the end.
REO originally back in the day.
By the way, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Need to address something real quick, and then we'll talk about maybe something the Falcons should think about doing. By the way, everything, again, should be on the table. I feel like I'm saying this every week. There shouldn't be anything off the table when you say, hey, what can we do to get better offensively? Mm-hmm. You did some things yesterday that you haven't done. Third downs were decent. Red zone was really good, 3 for 3. But we'll get into something that I think Mike and I both agree on. Before we do, let me be clear. That is not a bathrobe I am in on the pregame, behind-the-scenes show that we do, okay?
What were you wearing?
Well, look, it's a hoodie, but the way that thing is wrapped around my neck, I look like I'm getting a massage.
Well, this is the first time you've gone to the digitized background.
Yes.
And I don't know if you were in your regular, you know, office or lair, and we didn't have the digitized background, it would have been more defined as a comfortable sweater.
It was.
It looked like a bathrobe. And Chris, it looked like you were Tony Soprano today walking down to pick up the newspaper.
It really did. And Chris is like, what is put him up, see Dukes in a bathrobe? Look, I paid a lot of money, okay, for that at a bougie hotel one time, and I've done that. But this was literally, I know you're going to see this, and you're going to be like, man, what you doing there? And I'm blinking like I'm getting a massage. I was not. That is a hoodie. All right.
And by the way, that's our new thing. Not new anymore. We do it about 2 months, 3 months now. But if we do it, it's called, it's behind the curtain. It's a pre-show. You get what we're going to do on the show. If it's a Monday, we're yelling about the Falcons generally. I just said to Carl during the commercial break, I go, it's like Groundhog Day. I said this to you last week. I said, generally between Halloween and Thanksgiving, every year now since 2017, this happens. The season seems to be going off the rails.
Sideways.
How do you fix it? How do you friggin' fix it? And do they even have the brain power to fix it?
Well, the problem is, again, this is why the early part of the season matters. And you can't get to the middle part of the season or, for that matter, the end of the year and try to right the ship. You've got to win the games that you should win. And yesterday, I felt like that was a winnable game. But we could say that about a bunch of these games, right? That even though, you know, outside of what? Carolina and Dolphins, which,
right,
outside of those two, I still feel like there are two more games that were on the table that we could win. But you're right, Mike. I mean, that's part of this is the redundancy of seeing the Falcons in a very similar place year in and year out. And I'm not talking about 25 years ago. We get guys that call all the time, men and women. Dukes and Bell, I've been a fan for 25, 30, 40 years, right, whatever it might be. I get it. I'm just talking about the last few. I'm not even talking about all that other stuff. Like, can I just live right now in this moment? And this feels eerily familiar to what we've experienced, which is why last year was like, whoa, we're 6-3. And I remember telling Mike, man, we're 6-3. We are not going to blow this. They're going to win this division. We're going to be back in the playoffs for the first time. And Mike said to me last year, they could blow it.
I looked at the numbers and said, there's still a way. And with the schedule and the way it was kind of loaded, that we can still find a way to screw this up. And we did.
And we did.
But, I mean, it just this thing, and I know you want to talk about I think I know what you want to talk about with Penix Jr.
Yeah.
But, and I said the same thing to you this morning. I think there are some ways this offense can get jump-started. And there's also some ways that, you know, you can still stay committed to the run. But the coaching staff has got to – they've got to find it. Because you're going to get everybody fired. Zach Robinson – you're going to get fired. Raheem's going to get fired. Everybody else is going to be looking for a job. Okay? We ran out of guys to scapegoat. Ike Hilliard, he went down after Carolina. You're going to get fired because there's no way Arthur Blank's – I can't imagine Arthur Blank's going to roll this out another season if this continues the way it's going.
Well, remember at the end of Arthur Smith's tenure, we thought he might get another year, and the decision had already been made that he wasn't, right? We thought, okay – yeah, another 8-8 kind of year, but you know what? This is the first time we've seen some life. He's probably going to get another year. He didn't. There's nothing that gives me any reason to believe that if we get to that point in this season, and by the way, again, if in fact you lose Sunday, and I don't know what's going to happen, Indianapolis is really good. They played their worst game of the season against the Steelers. I don't think that happens back-to-back.
And still
weeks.
only lost by one touchdown.
That's the thing, Mike. That's a really good team that played their worst game of the season. But even if you were to, you know, if you find a way to lose this game on Sunday, now you're talking about four in a row. Guys, teams, when you get going like that and you don't know the way out, that is when things happen. When you can't find your way out of it, that is when things happen. And I'm not wishing that. Look, I don't want to see that. You know what I want to see? I want to see him right the ship.
Right.
I want to see him start winning. I'd love for us to talk about beating the Colts, the Panthers, the Saints, the Jets, and the Seahawks. And all of a sudden, Mike, we've run off five in a row, and there's new life and energy with where this team is potentially headed. But I don't think that's where we're going.
Yeah, and you just said it. I mean, who are we to say we can beat the Saints? Saints, you know, they got trucked this week because they can't move the football. Got nothing going on in that world. Got another rematch with the Bucs. The Rams is a tough one. You know, we all saw what Seattle brings to the table. They'll be coming here to Mercedes-Benz. But, yeah, it's just –
But, Mike, when you look at that, though, seriously, if you were to beat the Colts this Sunday, you could legitimately look at our schedule and go, we could run off four or five. Saints, Jets, I get the Seahawks are a good team. Bucks, you owe them, and these division games are weird. You usually split anyway. But you could literally go, okay, guys, I don't think the Cardinals are any good, and I think they're out on Kyler Murray, okay? The next best team that we'd play would be the Rams, and that's not until the end of December. There's a real chance that you could do that. But do you have the belief that they will?
No. I think this team is cooked. I hate it. And I just said to Carl, why is it every about this time of the year? Between Halloween and Thanksgiving is when we've seen this before, and there's a wobble. Uh-oh. Remember, we beat the Cowboys, then we had the wobble.
Wobble.
You know, and the Saints game where Cousins gets hurt, and then, you know, that's its own little soap opera. But these are the three games we thought we could maybe win. Dolphins, Patriots, Colts. And obviously, we didn't know the Colts were going to be pretty darn good this year. Patriots, we expected a tough battle. It's a road game. Panthers, man, we got something for them because they humiliated us.
Yes.
And I'm with you. Yes, on paper, we're still alive.
Oh, that's right.
My Spidey sense says we're not because I don't trust this coaching staff, which brings us to a way Zach Robinson can improve this offense. Carl, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I thought you were on the same page as me this morning. Let Penix Jr. run a little bit more. Michael's got to commit, Carl. When things are starting to break down, take what the defense gives you, but you've got to be decisive.
I think they've got to encourage it. I think they've encouraged him staying in the pocket, not taking hits, not being afraid or being afraid to get out there in traffic. I think they need to encourage it. The reason is because, guys, it's moving the chains. And when Penix is taken off, by the way, aren't you kind of like, damn?
He's guys, right? I think the knee surgeries, people thought we were getting a guy who's like a statue.
He's no, not.
He's not Mike Vick. I mean, don't get it twisted. And he's not, you know, what Bo Nix can do, but he can move. You know, he had a legitimate, decent, respectable, right in the middle of all the quarterback classes as far as his 40 time at the combine.
Oh, he's fast.
But he's got to commit to it. And that's where I'm like, I understand he's trying to make plays with his arm. There's 7 or 8 yards and chunk plays which will move the chains if he'll just take it.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming at the TV yesterday to take it.
If teams know that they may have to account for that, it may change a few things up for the Falcons offense just from an accountability standpoint. Problem is right now, teams are scouting us and they're going, he ain't going nowhere. So make sure we know where 5 is. 8 sometimes shows up, but come on.
What do you think of pitch yesterday, by the way?
I
know they got the coach's tape and the 22 film, see the whole field. Looked like he missed a couple, especially on those screens to Bijan. He was missing some blocks.
Yeah, and I thought he would be more active just in the game plan itself, simply because of what ultimately happened, which was they took the run game away. Look, Vrabel went into this game. He told his guys all week, by the way, okay, in New England, this has come out now. Like, I played against Marshall Faulk. We didn't let Marshall Faulk beat us. It was everybody else that had to beat us. They went in determined to not let Bijan beat us. So with that being the game plan and then you saying, like, okay, why don't we run the ball more, they executed their game plan. They put this game in Michael Penix's hand. The good news is, Mike, he threw 3 touchdowns, but nobody else was involved outside of Drake.
Yeah, and again, Darnell Mooney, I mean, I said it at the time. Who's Darnell Mooney when we picked him up from the Bears? Last year,
what's up, Darnell?
He's just a game away from a 1,000-yard season. Now this year, he's never been 100%, and for whatever reason now, he's not a factor. Then, as Carl said, we also don't use the middle of the field. If it's not outside the hash marks, we don't seem to use the middle of the field. That's designed for Pitts, isn't it? Pitts to make some moves. Bijan doesn't have to be all the way on the sideline either. Why can we see this and our OC can't see these things?
I don't know. What I do know is 24-23 was the final score, and we're talking with you on Sports Radio 92.9 A Game about it on a Falcon Monday. We're going to come back, find out what's on Day Day's mind. 4 o'clock hour, we'll get into Georgia, Florida. How good was Gunnar Stockton on Saturday? And Auburn, once again, looking for a new head football coach. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Two sacks by Jalen Walker. Two sacks by London. Two sacks by Dorless.
London's first sack, by the way, in his career.
That's six sacks. And by the way, if you're wondering about Jalen, five tackles. He also had a deflection, a forced fumble. Like, he was balling yesterday. And the impact was felt. This is what Mike and I have been hoping to see from Jalen. Now, can he do this every game? We'd love to see it. But being that dominant in every single game is hard to do. But he's got the talent and certainly the willpower, Mike, to be this kind of impactful player. But if you're wondering, like, hey, did we get after the quarterback yesterday? If I told you, yes, we had six sacks. If I told you we were 3-for-3 in the red zone. If I told you our defense held them to 3 points in the second half. You'd say, Dukes and Bell, how much did we win by?
Right. But that's it. I mean, we've got, and Carl and I started the show, and we did our little pre-show today behind the curtain on Twitch and YouTube saying, we've got great athletes. I mean, yeah, we've missed on some. I think most NFL front offices, it's a 50-50 spot. But we do miss a Troy Anderson, and we miss Divine Diablo, who was a replacement for a guy that couldn't stay on the field. But Jalen Walker and Pierce are finally having some impact. You know, they're coming into their own. Mm. You know, I mean, this team has got so many weapons. Drake showed you why you drafted him, where you drafted him. You know, general manager, he can only put the players out there. And you got some really good players. It's one of the best performances I've seen Drake London make as a Falcon, and you squandered it.
Yeah. I just the thing about Drake is, Mike, he's not the fastest wide receiver. I don't even know if he's the best route runner. What I do know is, ball's up in the air, he's going to go get that thing. That's what I know. And his desire to just make a play is the dog that I've talked about with other guys that I want to see. Sometimes it's just not going to be a perfect throw. And it doesn't matter with Drake. That's what I love about him and the effort that we see. But he's been doing that since he's been here. He's been, you know, these balls have been over his head. He goes up and gets them. He's been doing that since he got here. The difference yesterday was he actually scored three touchdowns. Problem is, we've been thinking like Drake was going to score a touchdown every week with this offense and Michael Penix at quarterback.
I know that there were two dropped interceptions in the Buffalo game. I don't know if Zach Robinson and Yates, I don't know how they work with Penix Jr., so this is guesswork. Just spitballing here. Do they overreact to him? Because those are throws inside the paint. Mm-hmm. Steve Weiss, our good buddy from NFL Network, had a great tweet yesterday after the game. He said, if the Falcons offense were basketball, the shot chart would be littered with nothing but outside jumpers. They don't even try to operate in the paint. And it's almost like he's been cowed now to everything's got to be out in the flat. Everything's got to be, you know, outside the hash marks. Yep. Nothing in the middle. So I just said, there's like a no-fly zone in the middle of the field for Zach Robinson and Michael Penix.
Yeah, it's a good example because I would use like Golden State because everybody knows and thinks that all they do is shoot threes. And certainly when the Splash Brothers were at their height, they got in the paint. Steph was not afraid to drive the ball and get into the paint. And then guess what happens? They kick it out for a wide open three. Like, you got to sometimes go in those areas where people don't think you're going to go. And more importantly, Mike, make them think you're not afraid to go there. Mm. I think teams realize this now about us, and I think they're going to start playing us a little bit differently. I also think that's why Penix threw that interception on the outside, I think 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was a week when he played the last time. He didn't play last week. And he throws that out, and it gets picked off. Teams are seeing that. So, I don't know. We'll see if they make an adjustment. Mike and I will be up there. Actually, he'll be in Europe, but I'll be up there on Wednesday talking to Coach and seeing what he has to say about all of this as we normally do on Wednesday to make our trip to Flowery Branch. All right, We got to get to Day-Day. What's on your mind, Day-Day? I know there's a lot going on. Happy Monday, man. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Happy Monday. Going to get back to the Falcons. Obviously, we also had our picks, but before we get into the
results. Yes, we did. Hold on. I'm going to take a page out of Carl's golf game. Yes, we did have picks.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody did really well.
He did well. He still.
But I'll give him credit because he took a game early in the week that I wanted him to win, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they start to get a little press and they start to build a little bit momentum. Mm-hmm. The Kennesaw State game was big. That was a big one.
All right, real quick, I want to give a quick shout out to my Smyrna Basketball Association 10U team that I coached.
Hey.
We had our first game yesterday.
You covered the spread?
No, there was one. There wasn't one, Mike.
Are they in shape?
They're definitely in shape.
So you're making them run?
They're making them run.
Okay.
Yeah, they run a lot.
He's the Nolan Richardson.
A lot of rebounding drills, defense drills.
Is it 40 like, minutes of hell?
More like 32.
Okay. So it started already?
Yeah, started already. So we took an L, but it's all good. I'm down three players. They're still playing baseball, things of that nature.
You better get your NIL right.
I know, man. I'm going to have to start transferring these kids.
Carl knows, mom and dad. Listen. Carl's friends with Calipari. If you need some help in that area.
You have to have those real heart-to-heart talks with mom and dad. Like, do you want to just swing a stick? Or do you want to get out here and grind it out on the hardwood? No, all jokes aside. No, we had. It's always fun coaching over there at SBA. Shouts out to all the coaches that volunteer, the organization, the people that run the organization.
I'm going to roll up, man.
You guys should.
I'm going to roll up.
You guys should. We play on Sunday. So that's enough. There was a little controversy there when they told us that the 10Us were playing on Sunday.
Well, Mike says that. These talk to me in 5 weeks.
Right. Well, yeah, my Sundays may open up. He's right. He's right about that. Well, yes.
Yeah, they may open
all
up.
All of a sudden, Amelia Island is looking very appealing later this year.
Let's holler at me.
All right, real quick, because I want to get back to Falcons. Pick-wise, Mike and Oren are now tied, by the way, 14-16 overall.
I've had 2 3-0 weekends.
Yeah.
Back to back to get me back on track.
Yeah, Mike 3-0. Of course, like we said, he took the Kennesaw State. He also did well on the over. He took the over on the Ohio State Penn State.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
I took Ohio State to cover the 20.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he took the Seahawks to cover the 3. Sorry, yeah, I said that wrong on Ohio State, but the Seahawks to cover the 3. Carl, you took the Steelers.
I did.
To cover the 3, so that was your 1. Unfortunately, you started the week off with that Thursday night. You took the over on the Ravens and Dolphins.
Because you know what is fool's gold?
Yeah.
Because the Dolphins scored against us, and I said, maybe they got their together.
Right.
And they'll score because the Ravens' defense hasn't been completely healthy. They didn't score Jack. They didn't help me. And Houston laid a big fat egg.
Yeah, the Houston 13.5, they did not cover that at all.
Ugly.
Virginia picked up that win. So you're 1-2. So you're now 13. So it's still tight, guys. Carl's at 13-7. Like I said, Oren and Mike now tied at 14-16. And then I did get lucky. I went 2-1. Over the weekend, you guys were right about the Arkansas mistake. I mean, they blew doors off that over. I think it was 66, and I think it ended up being like 75 points total scored in that one. But I did hit on Memphis. They covered the 13.5, and the 49ers covered the 2.5 over the Giants. So
ugly game. See that hit on Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
Freaking out about that, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but he was in bounds. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I sit at 17-13, so that's where we are.
By the way, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see how the Bills were hitting Patrick Mahomes last
night?
Yeah.
They weren't kidding around.
Yeah, they didn't like Patrick.
What's the Bosa brother?
You're either going to get out of bounds. You're clowning around, patting the ball like I'm staying in bounds. I'm staying in bounds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it earlier in the season? He was pulling that stuff, and you're going to get killed doing that. You know, he's faking it. So, yeah, hey, you know what? They were playing, what's the old phrase? The echo of the whistle.
Yeah.
All right, let him do it.
Yeah, man. All right, before we get to Falcons, real quick, Haynes King. I know you guys were giving him some props on the numbers he put up against NC State.
Incredible.
But I have a problem with those numbers.
Why?
Guys, he accounted for majority of the offense. That means he's taking a lot of hits, especially running. Carrying the ball, your quarterback carrying the ball 20 times, that means he's getting hit. And that doesn't account for the QB hits that he's taking when he's dropping back for passes, right? So I say all that to say, go Jackets. I'm not trying to down them because my wife will not let me in the house if I were to do that. But I still am very adamant that they got to get some other players in action on this offense, particularly in the run game. They got to get someone to become a more threat downfield in the passing game so that he can kind of – I just don't see how he survives. If they're able to get into the playoffs, I don't see how he survives taking this much contact.
You remember when I asked Brent Key this, and Brent Key was like,
"Yeah, oh yeah, that's what he's about.
He's young. He's fine. We're not concerned about it." I was concerned, you know, week three when we were seeing how many carries he was having. He is the go guy. He is going to continue to be that. This is how they win.
Yeah.
They didn't win because they made too many costly mistakes in this game on Saturday. But this is how they win. And I just think they're going to ride this, Dede. I don't know if you're right. I hope you're wrong. I hope I'm wrong about this, because all this stuff builds up over the course of a season. And you get to the end of the year, Mike, you just beat up.
Yeah, man. And the guys, look, you got to make some plays. When he's putting the ball in your hands,
you've
got to catch. Now, one of those, they did eventually score, but still, too many drops. And that defense, man, they just exposed it. We talked earlier about C.J. Bailey for the Wolfpack. He was a one-man gang. Jaden Scott, I mean, they couldn't tackle that guy.
Yeah, shout out to him. I actually saw him put up 218 in a high school playoff game. 2 years ago. Was it two? Yeah, 2 years ago.
Hey.
He played for Stockbridge, and he rushed for 218 yards.
He's got any eligibility?
But that's where I'm at on that.
Hey, you know what? He's a freshman. Georgia Tech. Go steal him from the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
That's what you need now. Haynes King won't be able to be Philo's turn next year, presumably.
Right.
But that's the kind of workhorse you need for some more balance.
Yeah. Look, they got a really good running back. I don't know why he's
not
getting the ball.
Jamal Haynes. Yeah.
I don't know.
So we'll see. All right, real quick.
Haynes,
let's jump back.
Haynes just 14 yards in that game, by the way.
Not enough.
Yeah, not enough. All right, real quick. Raheem Morris. Was it a safe hire?
No. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yes. I'm wrong. I misinterpreted your question. A very safe hire.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Look, I try to give the benefit of the doubt to allow people to say, hey, fresh start. I want to see what he can do. But there's no doubt it was a safe hire. Familiarity matters.
Mm-hmm.
And not only in sports. Look at your business. I'm sure there are people walking around that you like, oh, yeah, I knew this guy from here. And then, you know what, we go way back. And he might not have been the right hire, but you hired him because you felt like it was safe. But he got the job. And now, as I've said to Mike and I've said to so many listeners who are like, you know, we're ready to run him out. That's going to happen whether you want it to or not if he doesn't get the job done. But he gets a chance to prove whether he can do this. And right now we're 2 years in. You went from a playoff team potentially last year to a dud for whatever reasons. It doesn't matter how it all shook out. And now you're a team that's below 500 and you've lost some games that are questionable as to why you've lost those games. Everything that anybody's saying about Raheem Morris right now is fair, and he knows that. He said as much to us. This is the territory that he's in. But was it safe? Absolutely.
Yeah, and this gets back to why people still get fired up over Rich McKay. We talked about just what exactly his role is, the team. The company line has been, he has been downsized, his involvement in the team. But I just think, and I'm not saying somebody's fibbing about it, but his relationship with Arthur is like, it's like family practically. And that's a resource that Arthur taps into. So if there was a tiebreaker, Carl, again, no way of knowing, because there were a number of people that are close to Arthur Blank when he made this decision. I think those people realized their jobs were going to be gone if it was Bill Belichick. And I didn't want Bill Belichick. I wanted Harbaugh. But the and again, we talked about this earlier today. You know, Mike McDonald, we weren't as exactly familiar with him. Did we want a defensive coach coming off the Arthur Smith offensive coach? Generally, that's how it works.
Right.
And he certainly looks like a guy who's plugging in the right assistants. You saw him just put a whooping last night down on – he's a team that nobody really talking about. We're going to see them, by the way, at Mercedes-Benz here later this season. But, yeah, Raheem Morris would have been a comfortable, safe hire because all his time here. He was here for 3 years of losing seasons with Dan Quinn, took over as the interim, and it wasn't compelling at the time, and now it's playing out that way.
All right, well, that's what's on my mind. Shout out to Scred6792. That's not quite how they worded the question. They were a little more harsher.
I
had to find a more relatable way to say it. So that's what's on my mind on a Monday.
Good job, Day-Day. Ricky on the text line says, Carl, for the Falcons to get to 10 wins, they got to go 7-2.
Sounds impossible with what I've seen.
And we were just looking at some of those games. That's why it's hard to get. It's hard to envision this team going 7-2. You've got athletes. I mean, if you coach them up, the athletes, Carl, are capable of hanging with every team left on our schedule.
Yeah, but Mike,
but we've shown the inability to manage them properly.
But look at how
and the clock.
We've lost. I mean, again, you said it. Tampa kicked the field goal. Coup. We probably go to overtime. I like my chances. Yesterday, make an extra point. Overtime, your defense had held them to 3 points the entire second half. I like my chances. this, you're right there. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it feels that way with their inability to win these close games. We're coming back. Dog reports on the way. Dogs defeat Florida 24-20. That Gunnar Stockton, man, he's unbelievable. And we got to talk about Auburn, who once again is looking for a new head coach and why Hugh Freeze didn't work. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.